Report, University of Washington Teaching Assistant Doxes, Records Conservative Students Eating Lunch. By Tom Sikkata on October 16, 2018. A teaching assistant at the University of Washington has come under fire this week after she allegedly doxed and recorded a group of conservative students. According to a report from the College Fix, University of Washington teaching assistant Rebecca Ferber bragged on Twitter earlier this month about her decision to record a group of conservative students who held a meeting over lunch. The students were planning to form a new student group called Students for Self-Defense and an event titled Bears for Brett. Screenshots of Ferber's tweets were posted around social media. In one, Ferber berated the men for organizing a pro-Kavanaugh event. "There is a group of UW students organizing a Bears for Brett event for tomorrow if Kavanaugh is confirmed," she wrote. "I hope you won't allow these men to celebrate the success of putting a rapist on the Supreme Court and enact this kind of violence on the U District." Ferber then posted a photo of the students and admitted that she had recorded their entire conversation so that she could go back through to see if there is any useful information. Ferber isn't just a teaching assistant. According to the university website, she also teaches a course of first-level English Court at the university. The president of the College Republicans at the University of Washington, Chevy Swanson, said that Ferber's behavior could make conservative students feel unwelcome on campus. "It sounds like an attempt to gain blackmail, and that's just a very sick practice," he said in a comment to the College Fix. "I feel like our TAs on campus shouldn't be in the business of making students feel unwelcome or unsafe." In an email to Breitbart News, a spokesperson for the University of Washington said that the students have yet to file a complaint against Ferber. "There are a number of ways that a complaint could be filed, and if one were filed, it would be reviewed and any appropriate action would be taken," the spokesperson wrote.